News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a bid to salvage the Gaza truce talks. Avi Meyer is the founder of the Jerusalem Journal, former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post. Good morning to you, Avi.
Good morning.
First of all, Steve Witkoff going to see the food distribution sites. Is he going to get an accurate representation of what's happening there? Because by all accounts, it's not working.
Well, he'll get an accurate representation of those sites, but it is clear, as you say, that those efforts have thus far been insufficient. They've been impressive, and by understanding, they have so far distributed about 97 million meals, but it's very clear that much more needs to be done.
It's not very safe, the way it is being distributed. We've all seen the photographs of the crushes, and we know people end up being shot there. In terms of humanitarian success, it's not up at the top of the list.
That is absolutely correct. There have certainly been flaws in the system, not least because the United Nations has refused to work with the GHF on aid distribution. But it is, I think, a consensus at this point that Gaza does need to be flooded with aid that needs to be made readily available. This is, of course, first and foremost, a humanitarian concern, but it will have the added effect of weakening Hamas, which, of course, is in the interest of all parties as well. So I think that is what we're likely to see in the weeks ahead.
When we look at the possibility of further talks, is pressure coming on the Israeli government now to do more when it comes to getting aid into Gaza as a result of decisions in Canada, in Britain, in France, saying that we will recognise the Palestinian state unless a ceasefire is secured?
Well, look, it was not that long ago that an Israeli diplomat coined the term diplomatic dwarf. And I suspect that those countries are going to relegate themselves to that status due to these rather unfortunate decisions. These decisions have
They can't all be dwarfs if there's only two countries, the United States and Israel, agreeing.
Well, look, the practical matter is there is no Palestinian state. We hope that there someday will be. But recognizing something that doesn't exist does not advance peace talks. In fact, what it is likely to do is actually push them further away. What we hear now is Hamas is welcoming these moves because what it basically says to them is that they win either way. As the UK said, they will recognize the state of Palestine if there's no ceasefire. Hamas then has no interest in reaching a ceasefire because if they don't do so, they get a Palestinian state. So I honestly find it vexing that this is exactly what those countries have done.
Is it the core of the problem, though, that when the rest of the world talks about Palestine, you talk about Hamas? That they are different things.
Well, I mean, for all practical purposes, Hamas has been the sovereign in Gaza for 20 years now. So it's very hard to distinguish between the two. But yes, of course, I think it's important to distinguish between the two. I think we should do whatever we can to strengthen moderate voices at the expense of Hamas. And I fear that this diplomatic blunder being waged by these countries will have that effect, unfortunately, of strengthening Hamas at the expense of more moderate actors who would indeed be interested in reaching a moderate two-state solution, which is ultimately the only one that will bring an end to this conflict.
Finally, we did have a conversation earlier in the week about dissenting voices on the Israeli government's plans for Gaza, particularly with the allegations of famine being brought through. Are those voices of dissent gathering any kind of pace in Israel?
Well, I don't think that it's dissent. If you read my latest piece, I don't know if you did, about two-thirds of all Israelis at this point believe that it is important that the state of Israel take the humanitarian needs of Palestinians into account in their military operations in Gaza. This is a growing consensus in the state of Israel. And so while there are, I would say, dissenting voices within the government who do not want that aid proffered, we don't think that those are likely to prevail. We see already that the state is increasing its humanitarian aid efforts in Gaza. That, of course, is a welcome move. And I expect that we'll see that continue in the weeks to come.
Okay. Avi Meyer, who is with the Jerusalem Journal, former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.